Welcome to the mini story for lesson number 6. First, I'll read it in Russian, and it's the past tense.
Русского мужика посадили в тюрьму. Полицейский спросил, что он натворил. А он и говорить толком не умел. Полицейский сказал: «Ты что, дурак? Ну ты даешь!» «Вот деревня!» Мужик ответил: «Сам ты деревня!» И его посадили на 10 лет.
Now let's translate this short story. The first sentence.
Русского мужика посадили в тюрьму.
A Russian man was put into jail.
So, мужик is a synonym of мужчина, русский мужчина.
Russian man, русский мужик.
Русского мужика посадили в тюрьму. Посадить
here means to put into jail. The next sentence.
Полицейский спросил, что он натворил.
The policeman asked what he had done.
Полицейский
means a police officer.
Полицейский.
And the verb натворить is a synonym of сделать, to do something. So he did something.
Он что-то сделал.
Or like here,
он что-то натворил.
Usually it has a negative meaning.
Натворил.
So it hints that he did something bad. And in Russia it can be anything. Maybe he even went with a poster on the streets and was put into jail for that. Unfortunately happens more and more often here. And the next sentence.
А он и говорить толком не умел.
But he couldn't even speak properly.
Говорить толком.
Speak properly. Speak clearly. So maybe he was sitting there and being like, something like that.
Не умел толком говорить.
And the next sentence.
Полицейский сказал.
The policeman said.
Ты что, дурак?
Are you a fool or something?
Ну ты даешь. Во деревня.
You're kidding. Such a bore. So the policeman here is surprised how stupid this man is. Can't even speak properly.
Дурак. Ну ты даешь во деревня.
I mean, you're so stupid, you must be kidding me.
Ну ты даешь.
And the last sentence.
Мужик ответил.
The man replied.
Сам ты деревня.
You are a boor.
Сам ты деревня.
So he insults him in return.
Сам ты деревня.
And the last part.
И его,
meaning мужика, the man,
посадили на 10 лет.
And the man was imprisoned for 10 years.
Посадили на 10 лет.
Imprisoned. Put into jail.
Посадили.
So that's it for this little sad story, and now try to tell it yourself using all the new vocabulary. And after that, practice in questions and answers. See you there!